If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, I have been drawn back to a group of plants that I suppose I started to drift away from because I thought that they would hard work because I'd have to repeat things and do things on a regular basis. And they're the annuals, the bay annuals and the short-lived perennials. The one I've been drawn back to that I want to talk about is Verbascum. It's an amazing group of plants. Love sunny, dry conditions. But you'll find an array of colours, a mix of different heights. And the one I love at the moment is Verbascum nigrum. In reality, I just let it seed around the garden and then I go in and I edit it. But there's a couple of approaches you can take with this plant. You could sow it directly into the ground in the autumn, making sure you do it before the first frost. Or you could do it indoors, February, March. I would sow that onto a peat-free compost and then cover with a little bit of vermiculite. Water it to start with, keep it moist until it germinates, and then back off that water. Grow it onto a plant that I could start to handle, so it's got two true leaves. Then pot it on, probably into a 1 litre pot. Grow it on for a period of time, get to the decent weather, then harden it off, and then plant it out. And the moment you plant that out, you have started a process. And that process means that's going to come up. It's going to flower mid-summer. It'll probably get to about a metre. It's got a beautiful yellow flower with a little purple centre. And it's interesting because that purple centre can be picked up in purple colours in other plants around the garden. So it's a beautiful sort of connecting plant. They pop up all over the shop, so they'll grow up between other plants. You can collect your own seed back end of the year as the plant starts to go over. Or you could just let it drop where it is. Let that process go again. It will then start to self-seed into the ground. You can let it come up and then you can thin the plant out. And if I do that, I thin the plant out. I probably leave about 20 centimetres between each plant. And I love it. It just keeps on keeping on. And for me, that is why I love Verbascum.
Love growing from seed? You get free seeds with the March, April and May issues of BBC Gardeners World magazine. Get your copy in stores or at magsdirect.co.uk. Our May issue also includes our 2-for-1 Gardens entry garden guide, giving you discounted entry to hundreds of gardens across the UK.